The wash up, and it's time to talk a little bit of Bellarine footy and what a cracker it was at Howard Harmer Oval yesterday. An absolute thriller as Motowari held off Barwon Heads 15-5-95 to 13-12-90. The coach of Motowari, Chris Hickey, has been good enough to join us. Reg, another heart stopper for the Warriors. You've been in a couple of close ones this year.
We have been. I think round one we lost by... I think it was 6 points to Anglesey. So we're probably a little bit on the other side of the ledger this time. I think we stormed home against Anglesey and couldn't quite win. And then we had a nice break at half time yesterday by, I think it was 5 goals at half time. And then, Barwon Heads definitely threw everything at us in the second half. So we had to stave off a pretty ruthless challenge by them. But it was, it was a pretty hard-fought contest. Again, no player, from what I saw, took a backward step. It was, a real physical day. We've got, once again, I keep saying it, we've got some sore boys. It was a really good game of footy. 15-odd goals each, I think, was it? 15 to 13?
Yep.
I think it was some attacking footy, some really good defensive efforts, and it was real physical in the middle. So I think from a spectator's point of view, they'd be really happy with what they saw, I would have thought, both teams.
Yep. Was it crucial that you never let them get in front in that last quarter, or that you were just, you were able to just hold them off and they weren't able to, and their inaccuracy, for want of a better term, they did kick 13-12 to your 15-5, helped a little bit in that regard as well?
Yeah, I think so. Momentum's a really it's a strange thing in footy. But when I think if they had have nudged in front, obviously on their home deck, in front of their home crowd, I don't know. It's one of those things where when the momentum's going your way, you just need to, I suppose you need to ride on the crest of a wave sometimes. And we had to defend really solidly in the end. And I think at one stage though, we got it back to 17 points. I reckon it was about the 23-24 minute mark. Yep. I actually think we might have got it back to 17 points, and at that stage, I was breathing a sigh of relief. But I also said to our assistant coaches on the bench that I still don't think it's enough with 5 or 6 minutes to go on a smaller ground. And I said, we thought about throwing someone else behind the footy again. And I said, I just don't think it's enough. I still think there's too much time left. So we rolled the dice a little bit there and wanted to kick one more to seal it. And then bang, before you know it, Barwon Heads kicked another couple. So, I think to keep our noses in front, Tom, was really important. And also, it's a really good thing for our players, knowing that we can, stem the tide a little bit.
Yep.
From what that was the opposite in round one. So that's good.
Yep. Talk to us about what a victory does for your group. You're now 6-2. You're a game clear in third spot on the ladder, and I think now a couple of games clear of six spots. So you set yourself up to play finals from here. Would you be disappointed if you weren't part of top five action come the end of the season?
Well, I think at this stage when you're 6-2, you would be. You don't think too far ahead. I don't think we can afford to. I still think when you look at the results throughout the season, it's really close. And even a team like Newcombe, they've lost some really close ones, and they could be on the other side of the ledger. So things can turn around really quickly. But in saying that, we have put ourselves in a really good position. I think as I said, you don't want to look too far ahead, but you need to have an aim and you need to have a goal. And for us, I think, sitting where we are now, we've definitely got to have an eye on the finals, and I think that also gives us something to strive for as well. I mean, you'd be silly not to. all teams say they don't want to talk about finals too early, but I think it's important to have a really solid goal and an aim for our group to push to. And one of the things we wanted to do was gel really, really quickly, because we had a lot of new players, and now that we're starting to do that, then why not push for another goal, and that's to play finals. So yeah, I'm all for that at the moment.
Yep. What pleased you most about the performance, Reg?
Oh, I think to beat Bowen Heads at Bowen Heads is always difficult. They're a very good football side. I looked at their team on paper, and there's a lot of talent, and there's a lot of match winners. Obviously, their ability to kick goals, and their forward players, Brown, Phelps, Horbury, Harvey, and there's, you know, their midfielders can get forward and kick goals. I think in the end, I was really, really happy with our back six. I thought our back six defended really, really well, especially when we were under the pump after half time. And they, you could see a different Bowen Heads outfit. Their aggression was right up and about. They were really moving forward with some pace, and for our blokes to just keep defending the way they did, I think that was probably the most pleasing thing for me. I think our midfield were very, very good early in the game, but you need to be able to defend at times, especially when you're under siege. And I thought we did that really, really well, especially late in the game. And I thought Morgan Fenton was an outstanding player yesterday on the ground. I thought that's probably one of the best games I've ever seen him play. He was just, yeah, he's one of our leaders, and he really stood up and led from the front yesterday. But, it was fantastic. I think the back six were great.
Yep. Darby Shielder was the one that you sent to Nathan Brown. And in terms of size, probably Darby's the one that you've got that can go with him in terms of, you know, body and height.
Yep. Yeah, that was really a no-brainer for us. He's a big boy, Brown. And he showed yesterday at times that, you know, he can... I mean, Darby's a big boy, and Darby actually said after the game he said he's really strong, like he's a really, really good player. And I thought Darby did really well. He won a lot of one-on-ones, and there was some times there where the ball comes in, and there's not much you can do about. I think he kicked four, Brown, in the end, but there was a couple of ones where he had it delivered pretty well, and then there's other times when, you know, his class was evident, and that happens when you're playing against good players. You're not going to hold them for the whole day. And he just kept stepping up to the plate, Darby, and we're really happy for him now, especially when he seems to really rise to the occasion when he's playing on really good players. He's done that twice now against Erskine and now Brown. So that's a really good experience for him too. We keep forgetting Darby's only 22 years old. So.
Yep.
But I was really happy for Derby yesterday. That was a great effort.
Yep. Any injuries out of yesterday, Reg?
Unfortunately, yes. Tom, I hate to say it. It looks as though Adam Bishevsky's, he might have just tweaked his hamstring.
Again?
No, it was more quad.
Yep.
Round one. It was like it was almost like in his hip up really high. So I'm not he's over that, but I'm not sure what happened. He just felt a pull in his hammy, and I don't know if he's ever done. I don't think he's done a hamstring in the left. I think that was the one yesterday, but it was really unfortunate because he played a terrific game too yesterday. So it's a little bit disappointing for him. He's had a couple of setbacks now this year, but that's part and parcel of footy, I suppose. We got a few banged up boys. I think Jeremy Ollis's face won't look too good today. I think he broke his nose, but I think it was an incidental kick to the face, and so he was a little bit banged up yesterday, and I think Blairy was pretty sore, and I think at this stage, probably Bosch will be the first casualty that will definitely not play next week. And then we'll just probably have to assess a couple of others during the week and see how they go. So, I tell you, we could do with a bye. that would be real handy. Which is, it's unfortunate. I'm an advocate of this, and it's not AFL Barn. It's not AFL Barn's fault, but I think when you have an 18-month layoff, mate, they needed two byes,
yep,
or a split round, or do something, because it's, you're asking a lot of players that haven't played for 12 months to step up to the plate and you know, play whatever it is, 12 games fully straight. And in an even competition like this, and the way the game's being played, it's pretty physical at the minute. So we'd love a bye, but we know we just have to manage our players as best we can. So anyway, we might have a bit of a lighter week on the track this week and then try and freshen up for Queenscliff at I think we're at Motta.
You're at Motta, yep. You are.
Yeah, we are. So we'll try and freshen up against them, and they'll be up and about. They had a good win yesterday. So once again, we need to prepare and switch on again for next week.